We're going to begin this hour in Ukraine, where concerns of a Russian invasion continue to escalate. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky announced Tuesday that he would increase the country's armed forces by 100,000 soldiers. The country already has hundreds of thousands of veterans who would be called up to serve in the reserves should Russia attack the country. NPR's Rob Schmidt spent some time with veterans in the capital, Kyiv, and brings us this report.
In the Ukrainian film Atlantis, the year is 2025. Ukraine has successfully defended itself in a protracted war with Russia, but it's left the country scarred both physically and psychologically. In 2019, Atlantis won Best Film in the Horizon section of the Venice Film Festival, thanks in part to the acting of Andriy Rymaruk, who plays a veteran with post-traumatic stress disorder whose job is to exhume the bodies of his fellow soldiers. When Rymaruk meets me at a cafe in Kyiv, all the other customers stare at him. He's a celebrity here and a war veteran in real life, too. When he returned from the war against Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine, he started the Comeback Alive Fund, an organization that taps into crowdfunding to buy equipment for Ukrainian soldiers.
The flow of funds have greatly decreased from 2019 to 2020, but now we've gotten a big boost due to the latest news.
In all, Rymaruk's organization has raised nearly $10 million and has bought nearly 1,000 thermal vision sights, cameras, and rangefinders for frontline soldiers. He says if Russia should attack, its military will encounter Ukrainian soldiers who are better equipped and better trained than when the war started in 2014.
We are 10 times better. We constantly receive positive feedback after international military exercises with the U.S. and the U.K., and they evaluate our combat readiness at the highest level.
At the Office of Veterans Affairs in Kyiv, Director Volodymyr Primachenko agrees. He's in charge of calling up Kyiv's portion of the more than 500,000 reserve forces should Russia attack. And he says it's this waiting for Russia to make a move that is strengthening Ukraine.
With each day, Russia becomes weaker and Ukraine becomes more powerful thanks to our international partners who are helping us by sending weapons. If Russia invades Ukraine, this will cause a great economic loss for Russia.
Primachenko served with the Soviet military in Afghanistan in the 1980s, back when Ukraine was part of the USSR, and he says Russia's military is still bogged down by the same problems it had back then. Low morale and a lack of faith in its mission, though Russia's military would dispute that. He says Ukrainian soldiers, on the other hand, are fighting for something real, their home. Just look at how everyday Ukrainians support their veterans, he says. Just down the street from Primachenko is Veterans Pizza, a popular local restaurant owned and partially staffed by Ukrainian military veterans. Inside, the walls are lined with military medals and photos of veterans. Underneath the glass dining tables are hundreds of spent bullets from Ukraine's ongoing war with Russian-backed separatists. The bearded and tattooed Leonid Osteltsev owns this pizza shop and the nearby veterans brownies, too. Over pizza and beer, Osteltsev tells me Ukrainian veterans are still young, they're trained, and they're ready to fight if Russia forces them to.
I want to and then live my life like it's all okay, but I'm always must to be prepared for worst. I always wear a gun. I always training.
Do you have a gun on you now?
Yes, of course.
Osteltsev does not show me his gun. He says he'd only bring it out if he felt threatened, something he says he and his country are prepared for, but something he hopes won't happen. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Kyiv.